This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District and also St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh. And Happy New Year to everyone as we are now in the middle of the month of January of 2023. Grab your coffee and join us as we talk about the meaning, mission, and the importance of a Catholic school education. And what a joyful program that we have, along with some very important guests in our studio here this morning. Our guests really capture the essence of our Catholic schools and why they're both very special and effective. It's education and experience looking backward through the lens of our alumni. This program is supported by the generosity of Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Joining me this morning are two distinguished alumni from Aquinas Academy of Pittsburgh, located in North Hills in Gibsonia. Benjamin Stalder is a graduate of Aquinas Academy in 2021, and Sabrina Knox is a most recent graduate of 2022, who are here this morning. Benjamin and Sabrina, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sabrina Knox. I'm from Saints Martha and Mary Parish, and I'm from Gibsonia, PA.
Father Bob Villar is your classmate. He's my classmate. He's your pastor.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. Benjamin?
I am from Wexford. I belong to St. Aidan Parish, but I also play the organ over at St. Martha and Mary Parish.
Oh, do you? Well. Okay. Yes. And Wexford was my first assignment, the St. Alphonsus in Wexford. So we have the North Hills connection with Father Bob Villar as your pastor, my classmate, and starting my 22nd year as a priest this year.
Wow.
So
wow.
The years have just gone so quick. So now, Benjamin and Sabrina, you're offering a great perspective on the value of a Catholic education from your own experiences and from your unique perspectives since you are recent graduates of Aquinas Academy. What does Catholic education mean to you, Benjamin?
Yeah, so I've always said that we have great public schools in our region, and we have the ability to go anywhere, really, and learn how to do a calc problem or a chemistry problem. But the joy of Catholic education is we get to do that in an environment sponsored by the magisterium of the church, that we know that what we're taught even in science or in math is going to always reflect back to our Catholic values, what the church has taught, what the church continues to teach, and be an environment that's supportive of that.
Mm-hmm. Sabrina?
Yeah, I totally agree with everything that Benjamin said, but I also think an important aspect to think about is the search for the truth that Catholic education really, really pushes and provides. And now I feel as a graduate that I have the ability to form and live out the values that I have formed and been taught over the years.
Now, Aquinas Academy is a very special school in the Diocese of Pittsburgh because it's K through 12th grade, and it's a private Catholic school, but it's still under the Diocese of Pittsburgh. But I've been to that campus many times, and it's a beautiful campus located there in Hampton Township. Tell us about what's so special about Aquinas Academy.
I think what's really special about Aquinas is the family atmosphere, the really, really supportive atmosphere that the school provides. It really makes everyone feel welcome, and I think that's truly important.
Benjamin?
Yeah, the school is obviously named after St. Thomas Aquinas, so we include a lot of the Dominican values that St. Thomas Aquinas treasured. Our motto is Contemplata Aliis Tradere, which means to hand on the fruits of our contemplation. So it's always focused on the fact that we are thinking deeply about the big questions in life and passing that on to maybe if we have families in the future or to our classmates and peers.
Now, Aquinas Academy, of course, is a Catholic school, Catholic elementary and high school, but it's different. Do you want to share our listeners about why Aquinas Academy is a different, Sabrina?
I think Aquinas Academy is different, like I said before, because of that family atmosphere and also the atmosphere that all the student body and the families form with the faculty there. I think it's a really conducive environment to growing the faith because, as Benjamin said at the beginning of this program, everything does truly go back to the faith. Everything truly does go back to the fact that God is the creator of everything that we are learning, everything that we are discovering. So I think that makes Aquinas Academy very special, that it truly focuses on that.
Benjamin?
Yeah, I would echo what Sabrina said. I don't think I have anything else to add on that. It's a wonderful place. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful place. It's you walk in the doors and you feel like it's home, or at least my second home. Even being away from the school for 2 years now, we're going back tonight to sing in the choir for our Christmas program. It always feels like home.
So it's like it's a family.
It truly is a family. Yes.
Now, were you both? Did you both start there in the elementary school all the way up through your high school years?
I was at Pine Richland, which is the area in which I live, the township in which I live, for up until my sixth grade year when I ended up going to Aquinas, and I really fell in love with the middle school environment there, and I really felt so welcome right away, and all the way through my senior year, it was just a wonderful experience all the way through.
How about you, Benjamin?
I'm actually an Aquinas lifer, so I've been there for 13 years. I started in 2008 in kindergarten, and I've really been able to see the school change and grow, which has been really fantastic.
So you grew up with the school.
Right, exactly.
And it's been a few years since I've been there, but they did the major expansions and the renovations. It's definitely been changed since my early years there, and definitely has changed since when I was there 21 years ago.
Yes,
at St. Alphonsus. But that's really shows that how successful the school is, and the parents who are committed, and the benefactors, and the success of the graduates of Aquinas Academy, and why it's growing and expanding. And like you mentioned, Benjamin, there are wonderful public schools in the North Hills region in Northern Allegheny County, but it's something special to say about Aquinas. And for Sabrina, for you to transfer in middle school like that, was that a difficult transition going in from a public school into a private school?
Honestly, I didn't think so at all. I really jumped in feet first into the academic environment. It can be difficult sometimes, but you know what? I had a wonderful group of students supporting me, wonderful faculty supporting me. I fell in love with what I was learning, with the classical literature, the Latin, the history that we were learning. I just really, really loved that. I felt so welcomed by all of my friends, and it was really just an incredible transition, honestly, for me.
Now, we just have a couple more minutes left, but can you both give us an insight that you may have about people whose lives were changed because of a Catholic education? Benjamin?
Sure. Yeah, so I would think my family's become a lot more... introspective about the way that we focus on the faith at home. It's an extension of what we hear in a Sunday homily, plus what we get from Aquinas, so we can integrate a lot of the traditions at home. Right now, we're obviously having the Advent wreath in front of us at dinner while we eat, so we always have a reflection at night, and I think that was definitely driven by the values that we had in Aquinas. So I'd say my family was directly impacted on the values that Aquinas gave us.
Yeah. How about you, Sabrina?
Well, as a matter of fact, the reason that I am Catholic today is because of Aquinas Academy.
Really?
I grew up Protestant in my family, and through learning the faith at the Catholic school that Aquinas is, I fell in love with the faith and learned the truth through Aquinas. And that is the reason why I have become Catholic to this day. So it has truly impacted my life. And that's been super special.
What a neat journey to do that. How about your other family members?
My sister also entered the church with me. She is a current sophomore at Aquinas Academy in high school. My younger brother is currently in sixth grade, so he's about at the same place that I was when I first got to Aquinas. Yeah. So it's really special to have seen them also start to grow and continue their journeys in the faith. And my parents, they attend Mass with us on the weekend. My sister and my dad sing in the choir at St. Richard Church. Oh. So it's really special to have seen my family also grow in the faith as well. So Aquinas has really impacted us.
Sounds like both of you really have had that good foundation. And Benjamin, you said you're a lifer. You literally grew up there.
Right.
All 12 years, 13 years, mm-hmm. Kindergarten. And now you're playing the music at St. Martha and Mary Parish.
Right.
And both of you practicing your faith, living out your faith. And your family is part of that, too. I think that says a lot about how special Aquinas Academy is, because it's, as I mentioned earlier, the families and the morals and the values. And for somebody that might be listening to us this morning, as they might be thinking about later on this year as we begin the new year, looking into Catholic education compared to public schools, what would you say to them, Sabrina?
I think that everyone truly deserves a Catholic education. Mm-hmm. I think that no matter what religion you may practice, the values that you learn through Catholic education are truly incredible. And I am the person I am today because of it. And I think it is a truly transformative experience for the human soul, the human spirit.
Benjamin?
Yeah, it's absolutely different environment than public schools, but you get the ability to learn so much and learn deeply. Sabrina mentioned the Latin and the classical education earlier. That's a genuinely interesting way that not a lot of educational programs go today, and I'm very grateful for that curriculum as well.
To have those extra things available for students that might not be offered at other schools. So, well, we have lots more to talk about, so we're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict de Moor Parish in the Hill District and also St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End of the city of Pittsburgh. And this morning, on this January the 15th, 2023, Happy New Year, everybody. We are focusing Aquinas Academy, located in North Hills of Pittsburgh in Gibsonia. Benjamin Stadler is an Aquinas Academy graduate of 2021. And Sabrina Knox, most recent graduate of 2022. So Benjamin and Sabrina, as we've been talking, let's pick up where we left off. The gift and the significance of a Catholic school education, how it's passed down through the generations of our lives. How, explain to us, because you're both recent graduates, tell us about the value of a Catholic school, how it's changed lives for the better. I'll start with you, Sabrina.
I'm currently studying at the Pennsylvania State University Schreyer Honors College. Oh. And coming from a Catholic education, I wasn't sure what it was going to be like to attend a secular university. But I've really been able to express my faith, even in, you know, an environment that would be seen as incredibly secular. Through Aquinas, I've really formed and shaped my values enough that I can carry them into my life no matter what path I end up taking. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a way that has changed my life for the better. And I can see that same thing happening with all of my friends' lives who I graduated with.
How about you, Benjamin?
Yeah, I would absolutely say in university life, I'm sitting down at the University of Richmond in Virginia and just having, you know, the values to defend the faith and to live it out in daily life. But it's also interesting to come back. I was just back. We do a reenactment of the Christmas story every year with our lower school students. I was playing piano for that. And it's just so fulfilling to see the young students belting out the Advent hymns and Christmas hymns and being so engaged in the Christmas story and really wanting to portray that well. It's great to see that from stepping aside and coming back to it. It's really inspiring.
So you both are in public colleges, and like myself, I went to Clarion University, which is a state university, now Penn West. And being Catholic and going on to a state school campus, obviously it starts at home. You know, I didn't have my mom and dad to say, Tom, you have to go to Mass. I went to Mass because I wanted to. The morals and the values, but it's what what's taught at home in your family and then what you've taken from the Catholic schools into your college years. And I think that the Catholic schools really help lay that foundation into your young college years. Would you agree, Benjamin?
Absolutely. The culture is so against the church right now, and we need to have strong folks coming from Catholic education to defend our faith. Mm-hmm. They're the next generation for the church. Yeah. And that's really important.
Sabrina?
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think that it's extremely important that we all learn how to defend our faith. And that's something that Catholic education truly provides. Of course, it's wonderful to be going to Mass every weekend and hearing that homily and learning more about the faith through that. But there's something in daily Catholic education and going to a Catholic school that helps you to feel confident and to carry that into your life even when you graduate.
Now, you're both recent high school graduates. Now you're in college. Obviously, you both have a good faith moral compass to help you. But that must be kind of difficult because you probably go against the grain sometimes. The different students and people that you encounter, how do you keep that moral compass with you when you're on that college campus?
Well, there are many, many ways in which I have done that. I mean, I encounter so many folks that don't have the same religious beliefs as me.
Sure.
But it's really incredible to be able to talk about my faith with everyone because no matter what, it's so special to share something that I love so much with everyone around me, especially when what I love so much is, of course, the faith, is, of course, Jesus. So it's really been awesome. And I've found it pretty easy after going through Catholic school to keep that up.
How about you, Benjamin?
Yeah, it's a great privilege to be a Catholic and a place that doesn't always have those values, and it's a great joy to spread that faith. I'm living actually with two roommates from Myanmar in South Asia, and they've had no contact with the Catholic faith before this, so it's my great privilege to be the example of church teaching and to explain basic church hierarchy and basic belief systems to them just in daily conversations, and it's helped me to see what Aquinas, at least, has done in my life to prepare me to have those conversations with someone that has no idea of the Catholic faith or Catholic values.
Now, what would be your fondest Catholic school memory?
I would say as we approach Catholic Schools Week here at the end of January, St. Thomas Aquinas' feast day actually falls in that week, coincidentally. So we always do Catholic Schools Week in conjunction with that. And that has been my greatest memory, that we basically, the academics get pushed to the side a little bit that week, let's say. And we go rollerblading and really rejoice in the fact of our Catholic heritage and play saint games and the like. So that's probably my favorite memory from my Aquinas days.
Sabrina?
My favorite memory would have to be when my closest friends in the faith came and supported me at my confirmation and First Communion at the Easter Vigil this past year. That was really amazing that everyone who was, you know, by my side throughout my faith journey and who will be as my journey continues was there to support me as I received those sacraments. It was really wonderful
to have that support that, hey, I'm walking this journey with you.
Yeah.
Now, both of you obviously have not been out of high school too long, but are you still staying in touch with your classmates, the alumni?
Yeah, I would say so. It's you become so close with everyone, especially with the small class sizes. And it's been really wonderful to know that I have these great relationships, these wonderful friendships with the students in my graduating class and even the students in other classes. Benjamin, of course, graduated a year before me and we're great friends. So it's really great to have those relationships coming out of high school.
Being such a small school, both of you, even though you're only a year apart graduating, well, you probably knew each other and would see each other daily because it's such a tight-knit family.
Right. You
know? How about you, Benjamin?
Yeah, absolutely. Same as Sabrina. Mm-hmm. It's you really get to learn everyone after 15 years of knowing them. I was just with a couple friends last night that I've known for 15 years. Wow. And growing up together through the rigorous curriculum of Aquinas really bonds you.
Yeah, those are good friendships that never go away.
And right.
Like you grew up together, you stay together. And even though everybody might be at different schools and might be traveling or moving around the country, you still have that nucleus to say, hey, we're still in touch. And those are wonderful memories that you never forget that and cherish that. So good luck to both of you as you're in your college years now. And you lay that moral compass, that foundation with your faith to kind of help you. That really sounds like Aquinas really prepared you for the road ahead. So congratulations. And obviously with your family there and your friends to support you and walk this journey with you. And as we begin this new year of 2023 now, it's hard to believe we just turned a page. Any exciting things going on, Sabrina, for the second semester of your freshman year?
Well, I'm excited to continue to be in choir. Mm. I did a lot of choir in high school, and it's really wonderful that I've actually, you know, joined a women's group in college, and we're singing a good amount of sacred music, and it's really wonderful. We've done Tantum Ergo and Salve Regina settings, and that has been a really great experience.
How about you, Benjamin?
Yeah, I'm also involved in the music on campus. I'm the music director for our Catholic campus ministry, so I play the organ and piano. I choose hymns, so it's always great to have what Aquinas is taught me music-wise. We were both involved pretty heavily.
Benjamin Stoller and Sabrina Knox, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Father.
We'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we are putting away the Christmas decorations, and now we're returning to Ordinary Time. We celebrate the second Sunday of Ordinary Time, and all the readings this week can focus on discipleship. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah, second reading from 1 Corinthians, and we read always the second Sunday of Ordinary Time from the Gospel of St. John. And the readings focus on three people who were sent by God to proclaim God's word, and each of us is also called to proclaim the good news, to be prophets, what we say and what we do. One way to live out our call is to share our joys, and especially now that we've just finished Christmas and New Year's, and maybe we're making some New Year's resolutions or goals this 2023 New Year. We're called by God to be the light to the nations, and all the readings this weekend focus on being a disciple and following the light. In the first reading from Isaiah, a prophet introduces us to the ideal servant of God who brings light to all the nations. In the second reading from Corinthians, Paul greets the people of the faith called to holiness in the name of the Lord. And in the Gospel of St. John, we read the cousin of Jesus, John the Baptist, reveals Jesus as the Lamb of God who testifies that he is truly the Son of God. So let's open up our lives, share the light of Christ by what we say and what we do, and follow the Lord. We'll be back. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Yeah.